The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading, the epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Philemon, chapter 1, its only chapter, verses 1 and 10 to 21, where Paul was inspired to write. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask. My dear friends in Christ, the Apostle Paul pleaded with Philemon to forgive Onesimus. Philemon, the slave owner, Onesimus, the slave. Well, Onesimus, he had sinned against his master, well, by fleeing away from him and probably also stealing from him when he left Philemon's household. His flight was probably an effort to escape the consequences of what he'd done. And because he fled, Philemon had every right to exact punishment on him. And God's law said that he had the right to exact punishment on him. And that punishment could have even been death. But Paul said, if he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. It's interesting what Paul said symbolizes what Christ did for us while he was hanging on the cross. Basically, what Jesus was doing is he was saying to God the Father, whatever sins anyone has committed against you, dear Father, put them on me. Charge them to me. Make me pay for every one of them to the fullest extent. Make me pay for the sins of all people. And that's just what Jesus did. He paid for those sins because God did just that. He placed every sin, the full wrath of God for all sin of all time, on Jesus. He was forsaken by God. He endured the full wrath of God in order to pay for sins. Well, now, how did Onesimus react to that forgiveness that he had received from God? Well, instead of continuing his flight, what Onesimus did is he willingly went back to his master to serve as his faithful slave. And now, how do we react to God's forgiveness? We'll want to react as Onesimus did, looking for God always for help to fight against the sin that's in our lives. However, our sinful nature and our world around us today wants us to believe that God's love and forgiveness means that we can do whatever we want and then just trust in God's forgiveness, or maybe not even trust in God's forgiveness, but believe that God is love and he doesn't care what we do. But if a person is a believer, is he a person who knows he's doing what is displeasing to God and then keeps on doing it willfully? If Christians do that, well, that hardly sounds like a Christian. Christians are going to always stumble and fall. And sometimes we may deliberately rebel against God, but may God help us, like Onesimus, to want to be God's faithful children, to look to the Holy Spirit for help to fight against the sin that's in our lives. Well, Paul also pleaded with Philemon to forget what Onesimus had done. Paul said, "So if you consider me a partner, welcome Onesimus as you would welcome me." Paul basically was saying that he wanted Philemon to now treat Onesimus as if nothing had ever happened. Onesimus, he was a believing child of God. He wanted to try to be a faithful slave. We don't know what ended up happening following the writing of this letter when Onesimus returned to Philemon. Philemon could have listened to what Paul said and said to Onesimus, "You go back, you serve Paul, you do that for him. That's what I want you to do." Or he could have taken Onesimus back as a slave, and maybe they could have had a much better master-slave relationship. Or they could have had problems. Onesimus, well, Philemon could have rightfully punished Onesimus for the fact that he had fled. Well, Philemon, he might have had trouble forgiving and forgetting what Onesimus had done. Onesimus, he could have struggled at trying to be a faithful slave. We don't know what exactly happened there. And that, of course, wouldn't be really all that surprising because both Onesimus and Philemon were sinners. What a blessing for us to know that we have a God, though, who is always forgiving and forgetting. Forgiving, forgetting all the sin that's in our lives because of what Jesus has done for us. However, I often say that using that word forgetting with God is maybe not the best word to use, because our God isn't an absent-minded God who just forgets about our sins. Because of Christ, our sins are gone. They're completely paid for, and as far as God is concerned, there's nothing for him to remember. That's why he forgets about them. But what that means is that when in weakness we would stumble and fall and say to God, "God, I've committed that sin again." Isn't it wonderful to know that because of what Christ has done for us, God replies, "What sin?" As if it wasn't even there. Isn't it great to know that we have such a forgiving and forgetting God like that? Well, Philemon, he received what we'd have to say was a hard request from the Lord through the Apostle Paul. It's a hard request that you and I also get from Paul and from God, a request that we get from them regarding those who've sinned against us, who have hurt us. Forgiving sometimes and often is very difficult, but forgetting is really a different thing. Well, God, because of Christ, though, he wipes our sins out of his memory, and we'll want to do the same for others, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. The plea to forgive and forget, it's a tremendous challenge. Don't think that that's something that easily happens. But it's also a most precious fruit of faith in the Christian's life. And forgiving and forgetting, that is what God, through Christ, has done for us. God's forgiving and forgetting, what that does is forgiving us our sins and forgetting our sins. What that does is it just gives us so much of God's love and grace that it moves us too to forgive and forget. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace, mercy, and love for sinners like us. Thank you for always being ready to forgive and forget our sins. Please always remind us of your grace and love to help us also to always be ready and willing to forgive and forget those who sin against us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who lived and died for us and paid for all our sins. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.